Father, we thank you. We exalt your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. How lovely this one brethren dwell together, come together in unity.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When two or three are gathered, you are there in their midst.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ did miracles in front of the multitudes, and he spoke to them in parables.
Yes.
But before just about 12 people, he will reveal every mystery. And that was why he came, to reveal the mystery. Jesus came to reveal the mystery of life to mankind. Praise God. At times we are bothered about so much activity. Praise God. We are bothered about how to save others. We are bothered about how to do things for God. But God says what he wants is a people who will just sit down and listen. Praise God.
Amen.
That is all you can do.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my feet. My feet, and I'll sit at my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool. That is all the king can do. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. So we have to put ourselves in a position to sit down and listen to the gospel.
Amen.
Listen to the words of the Father. Praise God. As we listen to the fellowship of the word, that voice that walked in the garden, will begin to walk amongst us. Praise God.
Amen.
And we are catapulted into life. We begin to experience, you know, the life of the ages to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the emphasis is on listening. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, the hypocrites, they go on land, on sea, and everywhere trying to make converts, you know, only to turn them into two times, you know, greater sons of hell that they are already. Praise God. So you can see the pattern is not about going around upon the earth, but rather an ascension into God.
Amen.
An ascension into life. Praise God. These things that we are sharing are things that God has showed me. Praise God. And it's not something we take lightly. They're very serious. Even the preacher himself has to at times, you know, be very, 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 you know, careful to retain the things that the Lord has revealed to him. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Now let us move on. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. And straight away is the baptism of Jesus. Straight away, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. There came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. And after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Oh, praise God.
And
the same time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. I just read Mark chapter 1 from verse 10 to 15.
Okay.
Time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at
hand.
Repent ye and believe in the
gospel.
Repent and believe in the
gospel.
Time is fulfilled. Praise God. That means the end of time has come. The end of the world has come. You know, we always thought that the end of the world was when Russia drops a bomb on America. Yes, or we always thought that the end of the world is when, you know, the Muslims invade the whole world and all that kind of stuff. You see that this one man from Arabia will come, who we call the Antichrist, and whatever, many, many interpretations of the end of the world. But I want to tell you that if this physical realm ends, that means there's no more God. Because what you have seen actually, actually a manifestation of God's glory.
Amen.
The heavens declare, the things seen declare the invisible attributes of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ says, time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Repent ye and believe the gospel. So you can see the gospel and the end of the world go hand in hand.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says the gospel shall be preached to the inhabitants of the earth and the end will come. Praise God.
Amen.
What is the end? The end is to be desired, because when the end comes, it means that there's no more death. Praise God.
Amen.
It means that we are catapulted out of the realm of hell and death. The world itself means separation from the life of God. The world itself means annihilation from the life of God.
Amen.
The world itself means ignorance of what God is. Jesus Christ says, the world has not known you. The world has not known God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Knowing God is not the superficial thing we thought.
Knowing God was.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because knowing God is something that you know by experience. Knowing God is not a theoretical concept like we always thought it was.
Amen.
Amen.
Knowing God is not something that can be understood with words, with human understanding. Praise God.
Amen.
So we see here Jesus Christ saying that the world does not know God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And thou, O Father, has given me power over all flesh to give life to as many as you have given unto me. Praise God. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life. He has come to give eternal life to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that eternal life is in knowing the Father and the Son.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that go to hear again and again. Because in reality, the gospel, when you hear good news, the gospel, you see, you know what we thought the gospel was one time? We thought the gospel meant repent, be born again, otherwise you go to hell.
Mm. Not going to hell.
Yes, that's what the gospel is. God has come to, you won't go to hell, you go to heaven. So that's the gospel, that's the good news. But we are seeing today what the gospel is. See, because the gospel, the good news, actually reveals a secret that you have, every man has lost. Every man, we're not talking of just the so-called superficial Christians who have Christian as their religion. We're talking of, you know, the all men. There's something that is lacking, and that is the mystery of the Father and of the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Paul says that if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden from those who the God of this world has blinded. Amen? If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden from those whom the God of this world has what?
Blinded.
So that they do not see, they do not understand the good news, the gospel, which is not other than what? The mystery of Christ. Who is the image and the likeness of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Who is the very manifestation of God. The image of God. The likeness of God. Praise God.
Amen.
The good news is that we have all been, you know, how do I put it? Forgiven. Saved. And we all today are awakening to the fact that we are an integral part of the Father God. That is the gospel.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Once you know that you are an integral part of God, you enter into timelessness. Because you know that your existence can never pass away. You can never die. Praise God.
Amen.
See, what can die is what we thought we were. Where do I put it? Our human, the human outward aspect. See, that manifestation we have in the flesh. That sin can give way. But when we begin, the light begins to shine, we begin to know the inner man, which is the true me. We know that we cannot what? Die. See, if we enter into timelessness. So when we have the gospel, it means we cannot die. Amen.
Amen.
It means that all things are ours. It means that there is no more fear of death. I don't need to be anxious or anything anymore because everything that the Father has is mine. Praise God, that is the good news. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in accordance with the good news, we have to repent. That is a change in mind. Change in the way we think. Change in the way we reason. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now you can see it goes hand in hand. It says, repent and believe. He says that those that have believed shall be saved. So he says that those that have believed have entered into his what? Rest. Those that have believed have what? Entered into his rest. When you are in a resting position, it means that nothing can ever change. You mean that nothing can ever be taken away from you. It means that you can never be worried again. You can never be sad again. Amen.
Amen.
All things are what? Passed away. Hallelujah. He says that there shall be no more death. That's the book of Revelation. No more death, no more pain, no more sorrow, but everlasting joy shall be upon the head of those, because the redeemed of the Lord. Why? Because they have rediscovered themselves in Christ. They've rediscovered themselves in God. Hallelujah. So everything that the gospel is doing today is bringing man back to that awareness, consciously. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, brethren, you know, the Lord has ministered to me today about how we ought to be more still, be more in mode of meditation, in prayer mode, so to say. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In everything we do, we should be sensitive to the things of God. Everything we do, at times we are carried away with work, struggle for survival and all these things, but God says we ought to be becoming more and more sensitive, more and more aware of His realm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He's giving us the flaming eyes today to begin to see into the invisible realm and to begin to perceive His presence. Amen.
Amen.
You know, God dwells amongst us, in the midst of us, everywhere amongst us, but He wants us to awaken to this fact. That's why He says, you know, I counsel of you to buy of me eye salve that I will anoint your eyes so that you will want to see. Praise God. Become aware once more of a vast pool of presence. Amen.
Amen.
That is everywhere. Hallelujah. And that is God's presence. Amen. When we become more and more aware of these things, we enter into our rest. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God says we have to be more and more in prayer mode. More and more in prayer mode. More and more in meditation. Praise God. Getting more and more acquainted with His invisible presence. It's very, very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, He says that time is fulfilled. That means it's the end. The end has come. Time is fulfilled. That which God has proposed has come to light. Praise God. There is nothing to lose. Because let me tell you, the light that we have as men, you lose it anyway. Amen?
Amen.
So isn't it better now to lay down and have life eternal? Jesus Christ says, those that lose their life for my sake and for the what? God's. Those that lose their life for my sake and for the shall inherit a hundredfold.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you can see losing your life, the end of time, everything has already come right now. The end has come. Paul says, upon we whom the end of the world has come. And this is a letter Paul wrote how many years ago? We're talking about how many years? About 2,000 years, more about 1,000 plus, if the calendar is right. Paul, yes, Paul was writing of the end of the world. So why are we all looking out for something to happen?
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Once you are leaving Egypt, the end of the world has come. Once you are leaving the realm of humanity, the end of the world has come. We are being gathered out of the realm of time and space. Time. You know when you know we are subject to time in this realm. When we are subject to time, things are changing, isn't it?
Yes.
Things are always changing. The air changes, you know. Amen. I know you some time back. I don't think you heard this way. And I don't think she was around some time back when I saw. You see, things change. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things change and things are decaying and turning, changing day and night because it's subject to time. Time and change. But right now we are beginning to lay a hold on the real substance, and this is what has been brought to light through the gospel. He said he has brought to light immortality and life through the gospel. Amen. Immortality and life. You see, let me tell you something about you. The Bible says one thing, that we should not be like Esau, that he just came to me now, who rejected his, who traded his inheritance for what?
A mesh of porridge.
He exchanged his birthright for. Now, do you know what your birthright is? Your birthright is immortality and life.
Amen.
Your birthright is the life of God. And now, when the gospel comes to our understanding, what do? We have the choice. You know how it says? It says, choose this day which one you will serve. Whether you come to this side. Now, if you cross to the other side, with the other side of Jordan, that means you are in the spiritual. That means you have lost your life in this world. You might have a physical presence, but you are not of this world. Or you stay on the other side with the gods of the other world. Choose this day. And majority of the people seem to like the world more than God. But at the end of days, it is done on men that they were fools. And some of them come to beg for their inheritance. When it's too late. When I say too late, I mean it means they don't have the chance anymore to manifest that life of God upon the earth. Do you know that as you preach and hold this gospel, do you know that there are heavenly hosts watching you as you carry this gospel faithfully? Now, I'm talking about the true gospel, not just any type of message. As you carry this gospel, amen. What happens? There's a heavenly host what? Watching. Praise God. And what they are beholding is God manifesting himself in the flesh. There's no way God ever comes except through his Son. Nobody has seen God, but his Son revealed the fire, and that is you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we are seeing a pattern here. Let us go down, because I just want us to see the end of the faith and the gospel, how they go hand in hand. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It says that Romans chapter 16, verse 24. Romans 16, 24. Are we there? The grace of our Lord Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what when the world began?
No.
You have to talk of your world.
Okay.
When did your world begin?
And you knew the Lord.
No, the world. The world is ignorance. The world. When you're in the world, it means you're out. You see, look at it. It says that these things were kept secret when the world began.
Okay, okay.
You see, but when it's revealed, the world ends. Hallelujah. You see, they were kept secret. Jesus Christ said there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed.
Amen.
And you know what thing that is what bad people have done. He said, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, say it on where? On the house to
rooftop.
What you have heard in dark, that's what you have heard in carnality, in a carnal language. Speak it in the light of the gospel. Because everything declares his glory.
Hallelujah.
Every single thing declares his glory. So what you have heard in darkness, preach in the light. What you have heard in religion, preach it in the light. Amen.
Amen.
He says, don't fear those ones that kill the body. Because of course, when you begin to preach in the light, they come to the kind of, why do they do that? Because you are tormenting them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Amen.
They're tormented. They're tormented. And they roll on their beds.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody, I've always said, anybody that passes through my ministry and just sits down for some days, let him go if he wants. Amen. That word that he has heard,
amen,
will resonate in his mind. Even if it takes 1,000 years, he will come back. Because in the world, you don't have to do anything. You just have to manifest love and speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
He said that the pleasure to judge the world has been given to the saints. Paul said, don't you know you are the ones that are going to judge the world? You judge the world by truth, by speaking truth. Amen. You are the angels of fire.
Amen.
Amen. You are the angels. See, when you look to the Bible, it speaks about God manifesting himself with his myriad of angels come to judge the world. Who are those coming to judge the world? It is saints. Like our sister last year, don't I? When you see the mind, Enoch prophesied and spoke about the myriad of angels that are coming to judge the world. Who do you think are judging the world? It is the saints. When you carry this gospel faithfully, preaching the word of God in truth and in love, you judge the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All this is like the book of Psalms. Say that God has given them the to bind princes and kings is in your hands. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So you can see here something that has been hidden before this war. Has been hidden. How do I word it here?
25.
Okay.
Which was kept secret since the world began.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Revelation, it was kept secret, but now it's made manifest, hallelujah, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith.
Hallelujah.
To Amen. God, only wise the glory through
Amen.
Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we see the gospel here.
Hallelujah.
Coming, being preached to the nations. And getting people out of the realm of death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I am not of this world. You are of this world. I am from above. You are from
beneath.
That is the terrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that which is flesh and blood cannot what?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It says the terrestrial cannot inherit God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But I tell you a mystery. We shall be transformed.
Hallelujah.
And the transformation is occurring now.
Hallelujah.
As you are hearing the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Your priorities are being set aright. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you are now, the spiritual man in you is being awakened, who is the Lord of glory actually, the King of glory.
Amen.
In you is already awakened. Do you know that the King of glory in you, sister? Sister, do you know the King of glory is in you?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Paul speaks about the Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is the anointed of God.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is the King of God. You remember these many visions my wife has been seeing about, you know, the kings with this, somebody riding with many, many horns,
yes.
Or many, many.
Yes.
All these things show a composite body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kings and princes. The Bible says that he has made us kings and what?
Priests.
Hallelujah.
Priests.
Yes.
Amen.
Kings are what? Priests. As you can see, right there within you is a king.
Amen.
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 And that is the one that overcomes the world. The book of Psalms says that at the news goes forth, people are becoming more aware of their spiritual nature. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
As we hear and acting again and again, and we should never give up. We should continue listening. Praise God.
Amen.
Never give up. Continue listening. Listening to the track, to the trumpet sounding day and night, listening in meditation, and you're becoming more aware of a new dimensional realm that has been hidden from man in the form. Praise God, you become aware of your spiritual nature. Praise God, you become more and more, you know, consciously united with the Lord your God in the bosom of your Father. Amen. Have you heard of the bosom of your Father? Amen. In the heart of God, you are becoming more and more aware of the fact that you are in Him. Now, if you notice the language of John, he says that He has come to give us an understanding that we are in Him.
Amen.
Meaning that He did not come to make us to be in Him.
We are already there.
See, Paul said that the nations, that is the Gentiles, are annihilated from the life of God due to the
ignorance that is in them.
Not because God separated them. Because
Amen.
It's just like I'm holding you in your hands, but you apply for them. You have a cloth over your eyes or over your face, but you can't see that I'm holding you. That's how mankind is. Mankind is not aware of the fact that
God is helping them all the time.
All the time. See, this is the deceit of Satan. Have you heard of Satan, the prince of darkness? Amen. He has blinded the eyes of the understanding. See, praise God, that they can't see, they can't understand, they can't perceive. Why? Because God has always been there. The Bible spoke about Adam being driven away from the garden. It's not a geographical push. Adam simply had his eyes darkened from the reality. See, a spiritual reality that he was with God. Amen. So in your darkest hour, when we are crying in bitterness, in pain, and God, why are you forsaking me? Amen. Simply because there is only a veil in our minds. Praise God.
Amen.
So thank God for the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It says that if our gospel is hid, it is hid from them that are lost. That's the good news, the gospel. If this mystery is hidden, it is hidden from those that are what? Lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded. Now, the God of this world, I'm going to talk about that another day. The God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lift the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, to shine on them. When the light shines, you begin to see the image of God that you truly are.
Amen.
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 And anything that will prevent that thing is the work of the devil. And that thing, we see that a lot in churches and all that. Amen.
Amen.
You go and preach Christ in you, the hope of glory in church. You see, they cut these scriptures in the churches. See, but when you preach the reality of it out there, they will kick you out of it. You see, that's a double tongue. They say Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Who is the He that is in you? Who is the He that is in you?
Christ, Master. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Everybody preaches that one, but when you come out and say, you are the manifestation of the Christ upon the earth. And they will say, well, I think we're going a bit too far.
Yes.
That is the spirit of the Antichrist.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
John said that test the spirits. Any spirit that will not confess that Christ has come is the spirit of the
Antichrist.
See, that is the spirit that has been working from the days of the fall in the garden. It's always hiding the reality of the fact that you are God's glory. You are the image of God. Amen. Until today, you know that same spirit is the system, is working in the system. It's like a dream. You see these things being repeated again and again. The same way they crucified Jesus, the same way they are crucifying those who preach the gospel. It's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, the gospel is a much higher thing than we think.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The gospel is man's connection back to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's very important we understand these things. Now, let us go further. I want to preach. Look at these things. Jesus Christ says, go ye into the world and preach the good news to every creature. What is the good news? Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
You are one with the Father. All things are yours. That is the good news. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. When the prodigal son got off, came back to his tent, and you know, went back to his father's presence, and what did he do? He took up his sandals. He put the sandals, amen. And why did he put on the sandals? He's going to preach the gospel. He has to go and tell other people of the good things that the Lord has done for him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's going to still reveal to everybody that all that the Father has is mine. That's what the prodigal son is going to tell.
Mm.
Amen. He says, I will not hide your righteousness from the congregation.
Mm.
Amen. I will sing before my brethren.
Yes.
In the great congregation.
Amen.
Why? Because God has revealed to me life and I have to declare it to my brethren.
Amen.
Praise God. The Father told me that all that I have is His. All that He has is what?
Mine.
Praise God.
Yeah.
I was dead, but now I'm alive. What did Jesus Christ say as the Alpha and Omega? I was dead, but
alive.
What did He say about the prodigal son?
He was dead, but He's alive in you.
I think you can see the gospel.
Yes.
Everything, just one small book. It's a little book in different languages, in different, you know, yeah, but it's a little book. Just one little book revealing I am the Father. Praise God.
Amen.
I just thank God for a few of us here. Yeah, if you say this kind of thing in public, you'll be the talk of the town. For long, you know, I think it's so baffling. Look at it here. It's open for everybody to see.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He that believeth, I just read Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye unto the world.
Mark 15.
Yes. 16:15. Mark 16:15, and said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be
saved.
But he that believeth not shall be
damned.
Or he shall continue in his damnation. That is condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
And this sign shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink
any
deadly drink, they shall not hurt them. And they lay the hands on the sick, they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand
of
God. And they went forth
and
preached everywhere the Lord, walking with them and confirming the word with signs following them. Amen. Now, of course, that cloud, you know, Jesus Christ was taken up into the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know that the cloud is the destination of every child of God. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to finish one small booklet now on the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yeah.
We'll try and distribute it a bit. This one around the town a bit.
Amen.
And then you can see that the cloud, you know, is actually a composite body. It's an invisible body. Praise God. It's actually the embodiment of the glory of God. That is the same cloud that appeared upon Mount Sinai. It's the same cloud that, you know, that Jesus Christ, you know, transfigured. When he transfigured, the cloud appeared and the Father spoke from that cloud. And let me tell you the truth, when the Father speaks, not just one man speaking from heaven, it's all of us together in one, speaking the voice of the Father. is my, that is the glorifies it. In our human state, we are the Son. Amen.
Amen.
But in the fully ascended state, it is the Father. God.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In fully ascended state is the Father. That is God. I go to the Father. Father glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was, before I discovered myself as a man. Amen.
Amen.
Glorify me with that glory. You can see. So he returned back into that glory. He ascended back, and that is the destination of every child of God. Every man will ascend back into the glory of the Father. And the earlier you do it, the better, so that you enter into your rest.
Amen.
And so that you can do some, you can do one or two good things, meaningful things in your before it's over. Amen. Anybody that does not declare this mystery of Christ is like a stillborn baby. You know what a stillborn baby is? A stillborn baby is born dead. That's how we are. Once you, if you pass this world without awakening to this mystery, it's like if you never lived. Praise God. You could be head of state, you could do anything, but if you don't get this thing, it's as good as if you do not live. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we understand these things, that Jesus Christ said that they shall speak with new tongues. Now, what kind of a tongue is this? It's a new language. A celestial language. Hallelujah. Father, Father, Father. It's a language of the Father. It's a new tongue. A celestial tongue. It's not a tongue of men. You know, Paul said that if I speak with the tongues of men, of angels. Amen. Hallelujah. If I speak with the tongue of what? Angels. You can see that there's a realm of communication we are taking.
Amen.
Actually, the language of the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. And the language goes hand in hand with your mind. Amen.
Amen.
If you speak with a carnal mind, if your language, your tongue is on the dust, you die. Because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the
tongue.
So if you speak as a carnal mind, as a human being, you will die as a man. So, but if you speak with the voice of God, with the language of God, amen, you can show you. So in this new dispensation, those who have believed the gospel, those who have been baptized into Christ, hallelujah, actually speak with a new language, the celestial language. They take up separate. How do you take up separate? It speaks about overcoming the nature of the beast. Like I've told you already, every man you see on the earth is actually like you are seeing a serpent crawling on the ground. I'm telling you, the eyesight of the spirit. You are seeing a serpent crawling on the ground with double minded. That's God and man. That's the language of men. Hope you're not troubled. Hallelujah.
You'll grow,
don't worry. Amen. You see, the Jesus Christ called the scribes. You know, when we say scribes and Pharisees, it's good, it's easy to point to outsiders. But you see, it all starts off here. Because God, it says, brood of vipers, you know, brood of what? Of vipers.
Yes.
Of serpents. Meaning offspring of serpents. Why? Because in the transgression, man becomes conformed to the terrestrial. That serpent is actually the carnal mind. It's actually the nature of the carnality that we put on as men. So the carnally minded is what? And that carnal mind, you see that serpent? It's all here. People, it's not somebody in the outside there. No. Amen? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, when he says you shall take up serpent with your hand, he's speaking about overcoming the nature of the beast.
Amen.
This was a sign of Moses. Remember Moses?
Yeah.
Moses took up a serpent, a dangerous serpent, and it turned to a rod of authority in his hand. These are symbols. Moses actually spoke with a new tongue.
Yeah.
When Moses appeared, he was speaking the language of I am.
Mm-hmm. Another word.
Yes. These are the signs of your the believer.
Amen.
But God, Moses actually is a type of you and I in the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once you meet that burning bush, amen, you are everything human in me is gone. It's born dissolved. Hallelujah. And now we begin to see the Son of God manifest in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And it's very interesting to note that this same power over serpents, Jesus Christ mentioned it again when he sent his disciples out in 70s to preach. You know, he sent the disciples, 70 of them out. He had 70 other disciples.
Okay.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent them out in twos to preach. And when they came back rejoicing. And Jesus Christ said, look, I give you power over serpents and scorpions. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I give you power over them. And you see, people don't know how injurious the thought faculty of men are. Jesus Christ says, in that day, no man will be able to touch you. No man will be able to harm you. People don't realize that. Has somebody ever, have you heard somebody say something to you that can actually bring you to your grave? Do you know the power of the tongue?
Yes.
Do you know the power of the tongue? Praise God. I want us to understand that power over serpents and scorpions is not just only over demons and this thing. It's higher than that. It's actually you will begin to rule and reign over all those negative beliefs that reign in this world that we live. These are the beliefs that have robbed you of your power and your dominion. It's the false superstitious beliefs and the lies that we have all twisted on that has robbed us of our power as sons of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And all things have to be undone right now as we hear the gospel.
Amen.
Just like Lazarus, you know, Lazarus, they had to loosen him. Every layer of lies that has been used to cover our eyes and on us, everything has to be loosened.
Thank you for this.
And we have to come out and begin to walk free. Free of condemnation, free of false beliefs. Amen. And you can come to a place, he said that they shall drink deadly poisons, it shall not harm them. You can come to a place where nobody can deceive you anymore. Deadly poisons are the doctrines and the beliefs of men.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You see, this is in church. Churches are places you go to where they torment you with their doctrines.
Yes.
They are hell holes where you are tormented day and night with those things that they preach to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastors themselves are tormented also with those things. Amen. So I want us to understand what we are entering into as children of God today. Amen. Let us receive this gospel with gratitude. God was ministering to me that we have to be more prayerful, more vigilant. Amen. Learn to fellowship more with the voice of God. See it. Learn to fellowship more with the voice of God. And I remember someone who passed away a few years ago. And this was somebody who was always watching us as we used to preach and everything, and it was when he was now leaving the scene that he now had to be sending for me to come and, you know, he wants to hear what I had, but he was sick, and he was very sick, you see, and he was trying to struggle to receive at that point, but it was virtually impossible. That's why the Bible says, call on the Lord while he may be found. Amen. While you have that ability to do it right now, I remember there's a brother in Australia. He's a senior brother, and he's quite what's his name? Des Walters. He's a senior brother, and he's very good in the world. And he always says that he wishes that he had known these things when he was younger. He has so much regret because he was a pastor for many years. He had done many things. And now in his old age, and he always says, I wish I had had this thing when I was younger. You know? So at times when we have something with us, we should not take it for granted. Amen? God is calling us to prayer, meditation, and more stillness. He says, be still and know. Be still and know that I am God is all that we need to do. You don't need to have to do any works as a child of God. Of course, works flow spontaneously. We're not talking of religious works. Works flow spontaneously with love. Hallelujah. He says, be still and know that I am God. That is the only presence that there is. That is the only thing that there is to know. Be still. Sit at my right hand and listen to the gospel. Sit at my right hand and I will make all your enemies, your beliefs, your false lies of, and things that are make you afraid, make you worry for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Make you feel that you are inferior, make you feel that God doesn't love you, that God has left you, nobody loves you, you are abandoned. All those things the Lord will put it under your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And all he says, be still, be still, be still, and know that I am God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is it. Praise God. Be swallowed up in God. Hallelujah. Let know that God is all in all. Hallelujah. Let the gospel, the good news that you came out of God, that is gospel. And you are in Him. Hallelujah. Rediscover yourself in Him. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know my brother came once and then years ago I was in difficulty and the first thing the brother told me was, you will rediscover yourself in Christ. And a few minutes later I was asking him, what did you mean by
I was discovering myself.
And he had forgotten. Did I say so? Are you serious?
May you focus on mystery, see, I know yourself this evening. I know that God is really great.
So we just thank God. And this is the language that we are going with. It's not a matter of numbers. Amen.
Amen.
It's not a matter of church numbers because at times these things distract us. Amen?
Yes.
These things do what they distract.
Distract us.
Not distracting. Amen?
Amen.
We should be distracted. We're now in a new dimension, a new realm. Believe what I tell you, you are also ministering to spirit.
Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. That's the only way it can be said. It's by hearing. It's by hearing the gospel. There's no other way any man can be saved. It's by hearing the truth. You shall know the truth. And it comes by hearing. You have to hear the trumpet. That's the only way. Praise God. Even when Jesus Christ ministered, the Bible says that those that disobeyed in the times of Noah and all these people, they all resurrected with him. He went there to release them. He came to him, and he was preaching, they were all there, the saints. All the saints, the Bible says they resurrected with him. Why? Because they were around while he was preaching. It's not because of an abracadabra thing.
No.
There's no abracadabra in the kingdom of God. You have to hear to know the truth. That is all. Praise God. So let us enter into our cucumbers, into our shell like the butterfly. The cocoons. That is the, what do you call it? The
metamorphosis.
Let us enter back into our
cocoon.
Yes. And go into that state of silence where it looks like we're not doing anything, but all we're doing is just listening.
Yes.
Listening. He says, I knock at the door of your heart.
Yes.
If you open up, enter in, I will enter in and sup with you, you with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And as I sup with you, I will bring remembrance back to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I will remind you of the glorious person you are. I will remind you of the morning star that you are. Yes. Hallelujah. I will remind you that the way it is the way you are. Hallelujah. Yes. I will remind you that all things are champions. Come and sup at my feet. Sup. Eat this bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Eat this bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.